Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 17 through 21. Jesus asked his two disciples, who were walking to the village of Emmaus on Easter, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel." Cleopas and his friend had lost hope. The one they had hoped was the Messiah was dead, at least as far as they knew. They had hoped that Jesus of Nazareth would be the long-promised Messiah. But how could he be the long-promised Messiah now that he was dead? Cleopas and his friend lost hope because what they saw was not what they expected. They are not alone. We can fall into the same trap. Perhaps we desperately pray that God would heal a loved one, but instead our loved one dies. Perhaps we have prayed that God would bring godly revival to our nation, but things just seem to get worse. When we are tempted to lose hope because God isn't doing what we expect Him to do, we need to look even more intently on what God truly has promised us. God never fails to do what He has promised. God has forgiven all our sins in Jesus, just as He promised. God always works all things for the good of those who love Him, just as promised. God will take all who believe in Him to heaven, just as He promised. When we cling to God's promises, we will always have hope. Heavenly Father, help me to cling to your promises so that I never lose hope. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.